Hi there. The word for you today is, what's your vision for the new year? In Habakkuk 2 verse 3, we read, the vision will surely come to pass. You know, between your dream and its fulfillment, you'll be tested. You'll face some of the same tests that Joseph faced. Here are five of them. Number one, the faith test. He had to maintain his faith in a hostile environment and believe in a dream nobody else believed in. He had no dreamer's support network cheering him on. The truth is, he had to stand alone. So will you. Second, the patience test. His dream wouldn't happen quickly. A boy at its conception, he would be a mature man before its fulfillment. Every frustrating day, he'd have to hold on to his dream or risk losing it. You know what? Patience isn't just hoping things work out. It's persevering and believing what God said. Said what? Hebrews 10:36, ye have need of patience, so that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Third, the strength test. For a while, Joseph's circumstances made his critics appear to be right. He was, after all, in a pit, frightened, alone, in a strange land, without family or friends, in prison with an unearned criminal record. Imagine that. He had to remain strong in his conviction that his dream was really from God. Are you getting that? Number four, the focus test. With enough emotional baggage to derail a freight train, baggage like sibling resentment, abandonment, false accusation, and compound losses, he had to constantly control his focus. I mean, fixating on his problems and obstacles, well, all that would have done was produce disillusionment. No, maintaining dream focus was what saved Joseph and his vision. And finally, number five, the readiness test. When God finally began opening doors for him, he had to be ready for action. Discouragement or negative thinking would have blinded him to the opportunities when they arose. So what did he do? He kept his spirit and his gifts honed, took every opportunity to use them, and watched as God turned his vision into reality. And my friend, God will do that for you too.